For 20 seasons, Ensemble Theatre Cincinnati has been celebrating the holidays with locally created musicals based on familiar fairy tales. Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, Alice in Wonderland, The Frog Princess. Well, that's happening again with a brand new work by playwright Joe McDonough and composer David Kaiser. It's called The Dancing Princesses. Here to tell us more about the show currently on stage at Ensemble's beautifully expanded and upgraded theater are actors Sarah Mackey and Michael Bath. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
You both have kind of long histories with Ensemble Theater, and I know that both of you interned there, and you still keep coming back. Michael, you were there back in the early 90s, and Sarah in 99, so that probably means that you've pretty much 20 years of these kind of shows, you've been involved in a lot of those.
Yes. When I was an intern, I was cast in Around the World in 80 Days, the first time that they did that. And then when I went away for a little bit and came back and have been a part of them ever since. So
that was the same way. In 1991, they used to do music hall style
right.
holiday shows.
Those pantos.
Pantos, yes. Exactly. Yeah. And then they switched into these fractured fairy tales. And I had a brief hiatus there in the mid-90s where I wasn't involved.
Well, I have to imagine they're great fun to do, aimed at audiences that are both children and adults who have good senses of humor.
Yes.
So it's really fun for everybody. It's not like adults have to say, oh, gosh, I got to take the kids, you know. It really is fun for everybody.
Absolutely.
It is. Most of the humor is geared towards adults. It's not kiddie humor, so
right.
to speak. And we don't talk down to children at all. We
yeah.
kind of try to elevate them as well.
So The Dancing Princesses, based on a fairy tale that was collected by the Brothers Grimm, you know, they're the ones who, many of the fairy tales we have today, we get thanks to them. But in typical Ensemble style, it's been shaped and adapted for contemporary audiences. Can you talk a little bit about what the show is about? And the other thing I guess I want to ask is, often these shows have a sort of a moral or a message to convey. So tell us a little bit about that too. Sarah, maybe you'd like to start.
Sure. Based on the 12 Dancing Princesses, and of course we have five, it's about a family, a king with five daughters, and he's got two mysteries to solve. One, the daughters keep waking up with their shoes tattered and torn, and he can't figure out why. And two, his wife has disappeared. The queen has disappeared, and by the time we come upon this family, it's been almost a year since the queen, his wife, has gone away. And so he has, over the course of this past year, housed wandering soldiers and princes to come and try to solve the mystery. And he gives them three nights to solve the mystery. And if they cannot solve the mystery, they end up staying at the castle and working for
okay.
the king in various and sundry mm-hmm. places. Our production encompasses a lot of morals, a lot of messages, one of them being certainly inclusion. The king and his wife actually traveled around the world and in each country had a daughter. And so we have a very widely diverse family. It also really pushes the idea of forgiveness. It pushes the idea of family. It really has an awful lot of positive outcomes at the end.
And the five princesses that you have, as I've understood from reading a little bit about this, represent various points on the globe.
Yes, indeed. We have African, European, American, South American, and Asian.
So, Michael, tell us, what role are you playing in this story?
I play a character called Josiah, and he is an advisor to the king, but he really wants to be a court jester. He has aspirations outside of
How
his own.
Strange that you would play a role like that.
I talked him into it. So that's another thing that the play kind of represents. There's a war that was going on, so the castle is closed up, and so everybody's being very sort of reserved, and yet there's this undercurrent of, boy, I'd like to get out and do this mm-hmm. and get out and do that, and it's about overcoming certain obstacles to actually end up doing that.
And if I understood correctly, the king himself isn't all that big on being the king. He'd really rather be out exploring and doing things like that.
Right, but he has certain responsibilities that he has to be there to yeah. take care of.
Sarah, your role, what is that?
My role is the mysterious woman who mm-hmm. lives out in the forest. She's a bit of a sorceress. She is the one who directs the young men towards the castle in order to help the king to solve the mystery.
And she sort of knits the story together
yes.
as we go through it.
Yes, it's kind of a narrative. Role, kind of a glue, you could say.
And we learn more things about her as time goes by.
Yes, we do.
So I guess that I'd like to hear you talk a little bit more about the music in these shows. David Kaiser has been the composer of these, and I guess he writes the lyrics also. Joe McDonough writes the scripts, but they work very closely together mm-hmm. so that the music is well integrated into this. How does the music in this particular production compare with some of the others that you've done?
I'm going to say it's been a while since I've had to really work my ear, and most of my role is sung. And in this particular case, it's been quite a bit of work, and it's been a wonderful challenge. And so we've worked very closely with Scott Woolley, who's our musical director, and he's worked very closely with David Kaiser to get us to a point where we are comfortable with entrances and exits, with note intervals. He would say this, that he's worked on a pentatonic scale with all the black keys, and sometimes finding those intervals is a little bit tricky, especially for me coming down. So it's been very hard work to put that all together. And then, of course, the show is tracked. So we've asked for clues in the track to make sure that we are all
Maybe we should explain what that means.
Oh, tracked, yes. When a show is tracked, it means that the music is already set on some sort of recording. They play it through the speakers, and we sing along with it. And so we have to make sure that we know exactly when we come in. There is no elongating scenes in the middle of music.
Like the conductor can't hold something right for 10 seconds while you're getting
right. Loving this one. Follow us.
Exactly. Right. If I'm suddenly singing something that's a little bit freer, I still am on a timetable and I have to come in at the right time. So,
interesting
yes.
challenge. There's a lot of choreography with this show since they are dancing princesses. I presume maybe some of the other characters get to dance too. Is that true, Mike?
Everybody in the whole show gets to dance at some point. Mm-hmm. It is dancing princesses. And we've made use of three different choreographers, Deanne Brill, Victoria Morgan, and Patty James. They've all worked with us in the past on a variety of holiday shows, and they all put their little treatments on this one as well. So
does that mean there are different styles of dance within the show then?
Yeah, there really are. Well, as diverse as the princesses are, is as diverse as the music can be. It jumps from one to another. And so the styles of dance, of course, follow suit.
So what does the production look like? They're always interesting sets for almost any show at Ensemble, but particularly these fairy tale shows.
Brian, Mary, and everybody has given us beautiful castle walls because it is all about them being so enclosed in these walls with these beautiful windows, these translucent windows so that the lighting can come through and set the mood for whatever is happening on stage. Mm. So it's a big open space, so we have plenty of room to dance, but also these walls kind of tell their own story, really, and they create the story for where we are in the moment. Rose gold, it's just the most beautiful. The floor is white and copper, and it just looks so majestic and so beautiful.
I'm always interested at Ensemble, and I've talked to Brian about this, that the floor is often the backdrop for what you really see because of the steepness of the seats.
Yes.
And he puts a lot of attention into the floors that you are acting on and dancing on.
Yes.
So that's a little tip for listeners who might want to just check that out. I wonder if, as we wrap up here, each of you might want to say a little bit about what's the most fun for you about doing these holiday shows?
It's funny because this has really become my holiday in general. The previews that we do, for one thing, there's one show that we do every year for the Armed Forces families, and a lot of them don't go to the theater. And they are some of our best audiences because they are surprised at every turn. And it is the most glorious feeling afterwards when they walk out of the theater with their young children, and the children are excited to hug you. And things like that, because we do get to go out after the show and meet the audience, and we wave goodbye in our costumes, and we're larger than life to the kids. So it's kind of a culmination of a lot of things. You can see the youthfulness of the adults coming out, and then you see the excitement of the children also.
What about you, Michael?
Yeah, I have to agree. This kind of is our holiday because when you're doing 8 shows a week for the whole holiday season, you spend a lot of time there. But it's a new work, and that's very exciting to be able to spend this much time focusing, and is the story getting through? Is this joke landing? Can we try this joke? So there's a lot of education involved. And when we finally get to a point where we think, I think this is working, and then you get response from the audience, and it's hit or miss, depending on the performance.
Especially with a character who's an aspiring comedian, that's probably important.
Good point. Excellent point, yeah. But yeah, I'd say that's my favorite part is that whole experience, getting to bond with a cast like this and really put that show on.
Well, if you out there listening would like to bond with the cast, you have many opportunities this month. The Dancing Princesses is on stage for the holidays at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati through December 30th. For more information about the show, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with performers Sarah Mackey and Michael Bath. Thank you both for stopping by.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.